It's time for another class of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're progressing through the book of Ezra. We're in chapter 1, and you may want to turn in your Bibles then to Ezra chapter 1, and we'll be looking at Elam's notes for verses 4 through 11 in a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam had written for July 30th, 1922. Now, as you're turning to the first chapter of Ezra in your Bible, and you can find that in the Old Testament, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Then follows the book of Job and Psalms. So Psalms is usually in the middle of the Bible. If you have the whole Bible together, you can turn the book of Psalms and then turn back to the book of Ezra. And we'll begin that class there in just a moment. As you're turning to Ezra chapter 1, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our services. Come by and worship with us in our meeting house. We have been meeting in this location, though not in this particular building. There was a previous building to this, but we've been meeting in this location for over 100 years. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now I want to turn our attention to the things written in the Old Testament. This is Ezra chapter 1. And I want to read Elam's notes from Ezra chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. We've already read them in a previous class session, so I'm not going to reread them at this time. That is the text. But I do want to read Elam's notes on this text. So, Ezra chapter 1 and verse 4. Whosoever is left in any place where he sojourneth, that is, whoever the children of Israel, of the Israelites that survived the captivity, let the men of this place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts, that is, let the heathen neighbors give such things to the Jews for their journey and for their work in Jerusalem. When the Israelites left Egypt, they received help from the Egyptians, and likewise they received help from those Persians when they left that Babylonian captivity. These gifts from the people among whom the Jews lived were in addition to the freewill offerings which the Jews themselves had made in Ezra 2 and verse 68. The proclamation of Cyrus ordered the people in all parts of his dominion to assist the Jews in this way. Ezra chapter 1 and verse 5. Then, after this proclamation had been made, the chief men of Judah and Benjamin and the priests and Levites, even all whose spirit God had stirred to do so, went to build the house of Jehovah in Jerusalem. God stirred up their spirit to go and do this work by his teaching, warnings, encouragements, and hope through his prophets, as the proclamation directed, Ezra chapter 1 and verse 6, all they that were round about, the Jews, strengthened their hands with the gifts mentioned. Again, it is stated that these gifts were in addition to the freewill offerings of the Jews themselves. The full number of those who went was 42,360 besides 7,337 servants and 200 singers. Ezra chapter 2, verses 64 and 65. The gifts which they received and their own free will offerings are given in Ezra 2, 66 through 70. The beast of burden carried the women, children, vessels of the temple, and personal property. If the number given refers to heads of families, which is probable, the women and children would greatly increase the number. This number, then, must be small compared to those who did not go. Ezra 1, verses 7 through 8. In addition to all other gifts, Cyrus gave the Jews the vessels of the house of Jehovah, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought forth out of Jerusalem, and had put in the house of his gods. An account of this act of Nebuchadnezzar is given in 2 Kings 24:13 and 2 Chronicles 36:7. Nebuchadnezzar little thought that he was preserving the vessels to be returned after 70 years to Jerusalem. Some of them were, doubtless, the ones Belshazzar had used in his impious feast. Mithridath, the treasurer, had these in charge, and numbered them to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. Sheshbazzar is another name of Zerubbabel, and we'll be reading more about Zerubbabel. In Ezra 5:16, Sheshbazzar is said to have laid the foundation of the house of God, and this work is also ascribed to Zerubbabel in Ezra 3:8, and Ezra 4:1-3. Sheshbazzar, or Zerubbabel, was made governor by Cyrus in Ezra 5:14, and then in Ezra 1:9-11. Verses 9 and 10 tells of the vessels, but it gives only 2,499 vessels. But in verse 11 we read that the number of vessels as 5,400. It is probable that the full number of all the vessels of every sort was 5,400. And only the chief ones were specified in verses 9-10. Isaiah 55:12-13 depicts the joyful return of the Jews from their captivity in Babylon. Let me read to you Isaiah 55:12-13 and note the joy in this passage. For he shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. All the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fig tree, and instead of the beer shall come upon the myrtle tree. And it shall be to Jehovah for a name, for an everlasting sign, that shall not be cut off. So you know there was great joy in Jerusalem when the children of Israel were able to return to there from their captivity. I turn now the page in Elam's notes, and we've come to the Sunday of August 6, 1922. And here we read about how the temple was rebuilt and dedicated. I'm going to be reading now back from the book of Ezra, and let me turn there in my Bible. I had lost that place. Here we go. The book of Ezra, chapter 3, and we'll be reading verses 10-13, and then Ezra chapter 6, verses 14-15. And this is how the temple was rebuilt and dedicated. Ezra chapter 3 and verse 10. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of Jehovah, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise Jehovah after the order of David, king of Israel. And they sang one to another in praising and giving thanks unto Jehovah, saying, For he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised Jehovah, because the foundation of the house of Jehovah was laid. But many of the priests and Levites, and heads of the fathers' houses, the old men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many also shouted aloud with joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the voice was heard afar off. And now Ezra chapter 6, verses 14-16. And the elders of the Jews builded and prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they built and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the decree of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, kings of Persia. And this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which is the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. And the children of Israel, the priests, and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of this house of God with joy. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 84 and verse 2. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of Jehovah. The devotional reading is the 100th Psalm. And this psalm has been set to music in many of our old songbooks, sometimes called the Old 100. It is a psalm of thanksgiving. Let me read the 100th Psalm, verses 1 through 5. You'll recognize it. Make a joyful noise unto Jehovah, all ye lands. Serve Jehovah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that Jehovah, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Give thanks unto him, and bless his name, for Jehovah is good. His loving kindness endureth forever, and his faithfulness is unto all generations. That's the old 100th from the American Standard Version of 1901. Here is how old Brother Elam introduced this lesson. Number one, preparing lodging places. It is not stated at what time of year the Jews begin their journey of about 800 miles from Babylon to Jerusalem on their return from captivity. But since they reached their destination sometime before the seventh month, corresponding to the last of September and first of October, and since it required several months to make the journey, they must have left Babylon in the spring. It required Ezra and those with him 4 months to make the journey in Ezra chapter 7 and verse 9. Upon their arrival in their own country, the Jews went to the cities which belonged to their respective families before the captivity, Ezra chapter 2 and verse 70 and chapter 3 and verse 1. They found the cities, like Jerusalem, in ruins and the country desolate. Their first work was to prepare some sort of lodging places for themselves and their families. This was done by repairing the old houses, constructing huts, and perhaps stretching tents. This done, in the seventh month, the people gathered themselves together as one man in Jerusalem. And then Elam talks about how we are to worship God as it is written. Now you want to pay attention to this, because it is important how we worship. Many think they can worship God any way they please. But God has shown us in his word how we are to worship him. And we're going to see that the Jews had learned that lesson. All they had done wrong in turning from God to worship idols after their own imaginations. Perhaps sometime they thought they could embellish the worship and make it very entertaining for folks, but that's not the right way to worship. They that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. And we find out how to worship God and the attitude we should have and what we must do by following the pattern of worship found in the New Testament. You know, because we want to worship God the way God said, we do not use instruments in our worship in the churches of Christ. In the New Testament, we only read of them worshiping him with singing and not with the playing of instruments like they did under the Old Testament. See, we don't live under that old law. We live under the new. And we'll talk about that next week or the next time the class gathers together about how it's important to worship God as it is written. So you make sure you listen to this and come back to class when the time has come. And so the school bell tells us class is over, and you may now be dismissed.